This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I forgot to turn the mic up. Look at that. Hello, everybody. This is FUBAR Radio. I'm live here till 6 p.m. It's me, Harriet Rose. I hope you're all having a lovely, lovely Thursday. It's nearly Friday, so there's no chance that you're not having a good day, to be honest. I'm a bit excited today because I've got three really, really incredible women on the show. Amber Simone's going to be in here in the studio in a little minute. We're going to be chatting all about her new single, and well, she's actually just dropped one a couple of days ago called Think About Girls Sometimes, and Trash My Heart, which came out a month or two ago. She's got a lot going on. I'm absolutely in love with her voice. I'm going to talk a little bit about her later. Plus, we've got Brazilian superstar Anita on the line. She's literally followed by more people than any other woman in Brazil. She's the most followed woman in Brazil. She's the massivest superstar. She's the biggest musical export from Brazil, and she's wonderful and amazing, and I'm so gassed to be having her on the phone. She's coming to the Royal Albert Hall in a couple of weeks in June, so we're going to be talking all about that, plus loads of other stuff. Amber Lou is also joining me in the studio. She just posted a picture of Drake wearing her merch. She's absolutely incredible, so talented. Her little musical offering, DDD, is out now. You can stream it. But don't, because you can come right here to FUBAR Radio to have a listen to it later on. Plus, we're going to be going through all the news that's been going on this week and the champion of the week, which is Miss Lily Allen. But first, let's kick off the show with a brand new track from French Montana. It's a banger. And I thought, why not start Thursday's show with a banger?
I might pull up a one, maybe two things. Got my old school joint and my new thing. Got my Carolina joint, that's my blue thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang. Trade the four-door for the coupe thing. She want them high heels, no shoestrings. Chicago floor seats, watch the Lou Dang. Crib 36 chambers, Wu-Tang. She ain't a groupie, but she do the group thing. Puff gave me meals off the blue flame. You niggas two jets, you two planes. Beer gang AK like I'm Hussein. Chief rock on the bridge like MC Shan. KRS-One smoking on the Ether Brand. Best thing out the Bronx since Big Pun. You know exactly where you get your shit from. I might pull up a one, maybe two things. Got my old school joint and my new thing. Got my Carolina joint, that's my blue thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang.
This is my shoe game, my kicks nice Liu Kang. You got him after you saw him, you Hussein. They be like, you change, I be like, who change? I keep 3Ks on me like the pull up in that Mustang. New watch, new chain, I got them cities on smash, I am Bruce Wayne. Make a milli every weekend, I'm the new Wayne. So much dope shit, I'm starting to think I need a new flame. Yeah, I got a new name, now they call me Blueface. I'm on fire, blue flames, one whip, two lanes. City boy, no two chains, Remy boy, no zoo gang. The only 12 I fuck with is called the flu gang. I might pull up one, maybe two things. Got my old school joint in my new thing. Got my Carolina joint, that's my blue thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang.
I might pull up a one, maybe two things. Got my old school joint and my new thing. Got my Carolina joint, that's my blue thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang.
French Montana, new thing. Bit of a banger there from French. What would we wouldn't expect any less, though, would we? Now, I spent a nice time in the bath today watching Drake's new video. So it's basically, I don't know if you know anything about the track, but it's called "I'm Upset," and it was a comeback, wasn't it? It was a diss track, and he's set the video, and he's kind of taken the piss out of himself, which I really like. So back in the day, Drake was actually an actor, and he reunited with the cast of Degrassi, which was like this program he was in Canada, and kind of did the Next Generation music video where they was going back to school and recreating what was going on. I kind of like it because everyone makes comments about him being an actor before, and he was in like the he was hanging with the Disney crew and all that stuff. So for I'm Upset, he just took a piece of that and was like, "Listen, I'm happy with what I'm proud of myself. I did this." So he went back to it. I'm into it. I'm really into it. It's a little more adult than the teen series. It's a little bit more, you know, naughty, could you say? You kind of and Jay and Silent Bob are in it. And if you don't know who Jay and Silent Bob are, you need to Google it right now because they are incredible. Back in the day, they were sort of they were in all the basically like 90s films about smoking weed and having fun, and it's just a very, very good song. I'm trying to find see if we can play I'm Upset right now on today's show, but I can't currently find it. Hannah, do you want to come in and have a look? But yeah, let me tell you a little bit more about it. Go and check it out. It's basically just a bit of fun. He's taking the piss out of himself. He's having a nice time. And he's hitting back. I can't remember who it is that he's hitting back at. Listen. I can't remember everything. But in the meantime, let's play Like I Do. It's Christina Aguilera. This is her brand new one. It's on one of the world records. Zane Lowe had her on Beats One to chat all about it. It's featuring Gold Link. This is Christina Aguilera, Like I Do.
Heavy as heaven, talk to the reverend, but none of you better fucking, I'm tryna fuck. And you know we perfect, baby girl, look at us. Make a young nigga cash out and run it up. All that little Buddha in your trunk, make a man wanna say hallelujah when he jump. Baby, buy a little Porsche, I'ma run you so we stun. Black man, black car, let ya buy ya what you want, No wait, baby, you a problem. Sagittarius, exciting. Looking at your layer so you know it gossip. Coexisting, you the moon, I'm the sun. Genie in my bottle, I'm trying to rub on your hips. Ain't no other man who can talk to you like I did. That's real, let's start a family. I'm Uncle Phil, you my Aunt Viv. Fly to Spain, go to Rome. We don't ever have to ever go home. I wanna love you from your head to your toe. I like a little fuss, I'm fighting when I go. You say leave, tell me stay, want me go. Then I leave, pump think like I'm gone. But you know I never leave you on your own. And you're too bad for these brothers who be on your phone like,
let me make this simple for you. Lay it out on the table for you. In case you need a little reminder, I've been doing this way before you. Boy, you already know my story. You were resting on my glory. Your little money, I can put you on or something. Stop talking, we can get along. We can mop and gay and get it on. Where you wanna be, I've been before. Shh, say no more. Boy, you're so much better when you don't speak. If you get some, get one thing. Can't play me, boy, I'm out of your league.
No, baby, you can do it quite like I do. When it comes, it's natural. I ain't never tried, it's just natural. I don't need your little money. I can put you on or something. Stop talking, we can get along. We can mop and gay and get it on. Where you wanna be, I've been before. Shh, say no more. Boy, you're so much better when you don't speak. If you get some, get one thing. Can't play me, boy, I'm out of your league.
No, baby, you can do it quite like I do.
It can go far for you. I know it's gonna hurt for you. It's not my job, but you're working so hard. I can share a bar or two, but you're kinda cute.
Stop talking, we can get along. We can muff and gay and get it on. Where you wanna be, I've been before. Shh, say no more.
Say no more.
Boy, you're so much better when you don't speak. If you get some, get one thing. Can't play me, boy, I'm out of your league.
No, baby,
you can do it quite like I do.
Like I Do featuring Goldlink, that's Christina Aguilera from her brand new album Liberation. It's number 8. This is a whopping 15 song album. She's proper thrust herself into the 21st century, hasn't she, Mr. Aguilera? Everything she's put out so far of this album is wonderful. I cannot wait for it to come out. It's she's kind of very much... She's associating herself with all the artists that are really hot right now. She's pushing herself into a kind of different level of pop star. She's completely changing her vibe. I can't really imagine Britney doing this, but for some reason it's just worked for Christina to just completely mold and change and do a very, very, very different vibe to what she's done before. We're all very, very excited. It's June 15th, so it's out tomorrow, and I just can't wait to listen to it all. It's got 15 tracks. Ty Dolla Sign's on there, 2 Chainz is on there, Cade is on there, Demi Lovato, Shenseea, XNDA. It's packed with up and comers. It's packed with absolute bangers, you know, people that we've known and love already, like Goldlink, I've been a big fan of for a while. But there's some people I've never heard of on there that I'm really excited to hear. I think she's very clever. Whatever she's doing, it's working, and I'm loving it. Massive fan of Christina. We're going to get Amber Simone in the studio in a second. She's right next door having a little drink, I'm hoping, refreshing herself, getting ready for the studio. Before that, let's play a little bit of Bubbly. And this is Anderson .Paak. I really am obsessed with this song. I know it's been out for a minute, but I really, really like what he's working with right now. Bubbling is a banger. Here it is.
Look at the cash coming in. Come get your man, see a nigga bugging me. Just see the bag, quit all that jaw jackery. Don't even pass me that, I don't want none of it. These niggas mad about it, had enough of it. Whoa, watch what you say it. How that popping and shaking got me hot as a laser. My posse deep and irate, and we act a fool for the paper. Had a dream and I made it. El Camino on Dayton's, bitches guess over bait. Put the bread on me, bitch. Bitch, you bet on my bacon. Big and flat in the bacon. I might just roll out today. I might just roll out to Vegas. Head back to my old ways. Cop a roof full of Asia hoes and you blow all day. Look at me, baby. Look at me, baby. Don't I look like a million? I'm about to clean out the safe. Don't I look like somebody that just be bodying everything? All that talking is great, but I don't be talking. I air it out. All the problems have gotten easy to bury. I'd rather drown him in Hendrix. I'd rather kiss on my Mary. I've been broke away longer than I've been rich. So until it levels out, I'ma take your mama to the Marriott and wear it out. Took me so long to get it, gonna spread it out. Let them know all about me when I'm dead and gone. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubbling. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubbling. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubbling. Look at the cash, bubbling. One in the hand, one in the hand. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubbling. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubbling. Look at the cash, bubbling. I'ma need all the fries you can give me, all the hot sauce, all the pie you can give me. Better be all or nothing, don't have me in the middle. You better be all you can, get high in a minute. Super fly for the Dumbos, plenty
slides like a shuffle. Hit the cadence on my young bitch. Isaac Hayes, Billy Ocean. About the old hoe with the cane stick. Let my slippers at the function. It's hard to run the Gucci slides. Chick, I thought you said you didn't have a husband. I'm a stud, no cuckold. Jackie Chan, no travel. Can't clean it with a bean. Blood dripping from the cutthroat. No, Lord, not me. I can never be the one you wanna stuff for. Money, money, that machine. Guns, spring to fail, got my stove. RIP the times that I was broke. After life in 9-11, folks. Mad back, liquor clean. Places in and I'm a local. Cooking up canard. Waiting for the antidote. Running out of time. Patience thinner than a penny hoe.
Girl, we empty your pockets. I don't do that.
In my prison, you do what I tell you. Get over here.
He's gonna get this.
Stay the fuck out of
here. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubba. Look at the cash. Bubbling. One in the hand, one in the hand, one in the hand, one in the bag, bubbling. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubbling. Look at the cash, bubbling.
FUBAR Radio presents
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
You are listening to Nick Helm and
Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
We're joined in the studio by good old Jack.
My name's Jack Barry.
Because the Meg is coming out, isn't it?
Yes.
Which is the film about the giant shark. It's got the best line of any film I think ever made. Yeah. Jason Statham's swimming around in his little, you know, like a one-man submarine, and a 50-foot megalodon swims over him, and he just goes, "It's a megalodon." Absolutely outstanding work there, Steve.
Every Friday,
Nick Helm and the Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club
from 12 PM.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. I'm still here. It's still Harriet Rose. Joining me in the studio right now, Amber Simone.
Hey,
babe. It's so nice to have you here. Welcome.
Good to be here. Like, I've met you a little while ago now.
So we've bumped into each other. We've hung out.
Yeah.
We've had a nice time.
A little margarita here.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah.
Oh, what a lovely day that was. Now, when you dropped Trash My Heart, I actually messaged you about it, didn't I? Because I was obsessed.
Slid in the DMs.
Yeah, I slid into your DMs, which is something I really have a lot of pleasure in.
Yeah.
Sliding into ladies' DMs. And I asked you for the single because I wanted to play it on the show. We played it a little while ago.
Sick.
Your voice is so original and different.
Thanks.
And it's beautiful. Like, it's, you know, I can't really put it into words. And I was asking some of my friends who know about, like, musical terms,
right,
about your voice, and I was like, what kind of thing, you know, is there a word to describe it? Because it's kind of like, there isn't a word to describe it, in my opinion. It's soul, it's funk, it just inhibits everything that I think a voice should inhibit.
Oh my gosh.
But you know when you hear different singing voices.
Too sweet.
And it's like, there's no one's ever standard. Obviously, everyone has their own vibe and their own personal sort of the way they roll. But it just feels like completely different to anything I've heard in a long time.
Thank you. That means a lot. Like, there's so much new music coming out at the moment, and like so many amazing females, especially coming out. I think there was a little bit of a drought for a while. I remember like quite a few years ago. I wasn't
and
really
it's gushing
feeling,
now.
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling that inspired by females. It was predominantly males who was catching my ear. But now it's just like, all of a sudden, in the last probably like 3 years, it's just been a flood of just amazing female voices. So it's really sick that you said I stand out amongst.
You do, you really do. But also, you having mentioned that, you know, actually though, it seems like a kind of time when women are really supporting other women though.
Definitely, 100%. Like, I did a project. I did a project a few months ago, and I met this really cool rapper called Flo-Hio. And so, like, even from that experience itself, meeting a female rapper was something that I've never met a female rapper before. I know there's a few out there, but even in terms of like now, after that experience, we're going to look to kind of do some sessions and see where we can how we can collaborate. We're quite different in styles, but I think that's quite cool to still experiment with that.
I mean, genres are just irrelevant now, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%.
I was going to talk to you about this because there's been a real resurgence of new wave disco and funk, and people trying to not what's nice is we're not trying to recreate what funk is and what soul is and what it was born as, but it's this new thing that's been created that's like modern. It's the kind of like Jungle did it a little bit, and it's bringing those funk beats in and doing whatever you want with them, I guess you could say.
Yeah, definitely. I was making quite slow, emotional, not that that's a bad thing, but I was making quite a lot of that when I was probably around 15, 16.
Well, in the emo time, surely. That's in the time when you need to be a bit emo. But then I was certainly emo. Thank God I didn't write any of it down, though.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sure if we saw any of your diary entries, it would probably be the same as my songs.
Yeah, except...
But like, I got a bit bored with... When it came to doing live performances and stuff like that, I was just bored. And I had, like, one song. I think I must have been about 18 at the time when I started playing them live. And that one more up-tempo, mid-tempo song was the one that I really enjoyed playing. So the focus of, like, the last few releases has just been, like, to have fun so that when it's live, it's going to be, like, a little bit of a house party in the venue, whatever.
I think you've got to feel it, haven't you? Definitely. Especially in the live performance. You've got to be in it to win it. Because otherwise the audience can tell. And so if you find that one song that you link with, and you've just got to kind of create that every single time you make a song. I guess it doesn't mean it can still be a slow song. Or
definitely, but it's still got to have a little vibe.
A little thing. Let's first talk about Trash My Heart, because that's the thing that really hooked me onto you.
Thanks.
It's, as I say, incredibly unique voice, and it's paired with the sort of funky bass line and the electric guitar, and it's sort of a very beautiful track, but it's got a vibe.
Thank you.
I want to tell me a bit about your journey to this music. I mean, we know that you started off with the emo vibe. Listen, we all did. we've all been there. But how did you land at this style? How did you land at Trashed My Heart? Obviously, Trashed My Heart also as a statement is pretty intense.
Yeah. I think with Trash My Heart, well, just kind of coming away from the emo, shall we say, stage and into the more kind of fun side of things, it was definitely performing a live scenario that definitely changed my idea of how I wanted to make music and like what it meant to me. But then it was just like...
Were there artists that you were like, that is what I want to sound like, or they are inspiring me to make music like them?
I think it was definitely just things that were popular at the time. So things
Evanescence, perhaps?
It was like The Weeknd was like massive at the time, or like, well, I was obsessed with the Trilogy and stuff like that, which is still sick. But then I really, how I feel as a person, I've grown into myself a lot more recently and not so coy about just like having fun and not caring too much about what I'm saying or whatever. So I feel like that kind of comes through in the new music, and just like being able to completely let go and giving other people the opportunity to like just dance is quite fun.
And this one's, you said of it, it's sort of about detachment and removing yourself from a situation that might be toxic.
With the song, I'd gone through a little moment where my relationship had got really rocky, and we've been friends for 10 years now as well outside the relationship, and it was just like a moment where I felt really detached, and because we were best friends as well from years before we got together, it was a really weird and horrible time. But I just in that breath, I also wanted the balance between the song's meaning and the actual sonics of the song itself to also feel detached. So I thought that by talking about that topic, which is quite a difficult thing to talk about, and matching it with something that was quite fun, unless you actually listen to the lyrics and stuff like that, you wouldn't know about what particularly it's about.
But also getting it out, you musicians, yeah, you're so lucky, because you can have those annoying argument-y situations and just sing about it, and then you're over it. Whereas I'm stuck there stressing about it.
You get to sing along.
That's so true. And I do things like sing along to angry songs or sad songs.
Some emo songs, yeah.
Yeah. I do more of an Evanescence vibe, more than The Weeknd, but yeah. That's just, you know, each to their own. But I think it must be nice to have that.
It's sick. Like, I started writing songs when I was like really
young. Are they okay with you doing this, by the way? Are they okay with you writing about them in their songs and like...
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because that's something also to worry about. It's like, what did you mean by this?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've never asked, but I've never got a complaint about it.
Okay, so the answer is you don't know.
Well, I think it's all right. I think we're good.
I mean, I think if you're still together, it should be fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just
fine.
Be careful, future songs, yeah?
Yeah.
Think About Girls Sometimes is your newest song.
Yeah.
Everybody's going mental. You got on the Spotify New Music Friday, picked it up. Also, you wrote it with Aquilo, didn't you?
Aquilo, yeah.
Who are friends of the show. They've been in the show before.
Oh, are they?
You also wrote on their album, right?
Yeah, I helped write Complication.
Amazing.
On their album Silhouettes.
Wow.
Which is kind of the most kind of, it's quite me in terms of it's a little bit pacier.
Yeah. You brought the vibe to the I like it. And but let's going back to Think About Girls, because I'm obsessed.
Thanks.
I was very happy to listen to your follow up and it be just as good.
Thank you.
And you know, it got me excited for what's to come. But tell me about firstly what the track means to you. Spotify, it was on New Music Friday, and Apple Music put it on their Best of the Week playlist. That kind of thing can change the game for an artist, can't
100%, it? 100%. Yeah, it changes streams like ridiculously. You see, as soon as you get put on a playlist, how it just spikes. So it's really sick. They're always so supportive at Spotify and Apple as well, which is also sick.
It's where I found Trash My Heart.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm sick.
Can't remember which playlist it was on, but I do that too, as my research. God, my job's so hard. I have like four or five different playlists that are like the big ones. For new music.
Trashed.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
And then you slid in the DMs.
Yeah, and then I slid inside your DMs.
inside.
Sorry. My use of vernacular sometimes is... Think About Girls sometimes. Tell me about the track. Tell me how you... Was it... You didn't write this. You wrote this one with Aquilo, just the two of you.
Yeah, it was me and then Benetton from Aquilo. We started it in their living room, and then we pretty much had written the whole track. And then after I kind of took it away and finished it off with Joe Hertz, who like is my ride or die. We've been making music together since I was like 16.
So you know each other. You don't. There's that element of
The whole thing was just done amongst friends. Like I met Ben and Tom working on their album, and then we've stuck being friends ever since. And then with Joe, like we've been friends for like 4 or 5 years now as well.
Does that make it awkward when they don't think something's good, or you don't think something's good, where you're like, I just think you're such a nice person, but this is so shit? And then you have to say something like a shit sandwich, where you're like, oh my god, your hair's so nice, this song is shit, but you are lovely and I'm gonna buy you lunch. So it's like you say it really fast, but
I think like I don't think I've had too many of those things happen to me, thankfully, because that's really awkward. I don't really know how I deal with that.
Shit sandwich, that's what I'm saying. You
have to really lap it up. Mm-hmm. But like
on either side, just something super nice that almost shocks them, so they're not
sure. Like lay it down and then buy cake afterwards. Yeah. That's how you do it.
Or no, straight away buy the cake and then slide it in.
Well, you can't slide it under the door, but maybe in a box.
Squeeze it under the door.
Yeah.
But yeah, in terms of writing the track, was it an easy process? Was it another one where you felt like you needed to like...
It was really... initially, there wasn't too much thought behind it. It was quite go with the flow. It was... We just laid the roads down, all the keys or whatever it was. And then the lyrics and the melody pretty much just followed straight away.
Just fell out your mouth.
Fell out my mouth. And so we wrote that. And then... The chorus was to think about that sometimes originally, and it just didn't feel right. And everything that I was kind of talking about, think about girls kind of in the take where I had just kind of scribbled it out, mm-hmm. And doodled it. It said something that sounded like Think About Girls sometimes, and I think I was a little bit coy at that at first, because like. I don't know, I feel everyone's kind of saying, you know, it's quite fashionable to be quite curious or whatever and stuff like that, but it's something that...
That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
It's completely for the fashion.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I was just like... But
I totally get it, because there's a lot of press around certain songs that are about that and about things discussed. And I genuinely believe as a person in that position that you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, and actually you just got to... And it's scary to do that.
Yeah, but it's something that, like, if you know, I had conversations with my mum when I was 16, mm-hmm. talking about how comfortable would she be if I, you know, were to bring a woman home or something when I was older or whatever, and the fact that she was completely fine with that, and that's something that I've never really had, like, felt the need to be like, oh yeah, everyone, like, you know, I don't really care who I go out with or whatever. It's kind of like, I never really felt the need to say that, so why am I going to say it in a song? But then it was like, why wouldn't I?
Because the way you've just described it, I completely understand that your thoughts behind it, because everyone overthinks things like that as well.
Yeah.
But actually, the way you just worded it was like, this is how I wrote it, but I was nervous to do it. You know, I was shy to do it.
Definitely.
So actually, that's not where it's come from. It's come from a place of you... knowing that's what you want to do, as opposed to, oh, shall I make it into this so that I become very cool and hip?
Yeah, exactly.
Which I totally understand, because it is one of those things, but also it's a beautiful song, and it really is. I think it's something that we need to sing about.
Yeah, and I think the way I kind of threw the chorus in is it doesn't really touch on just like any sort of sleaze or anything like that in the verses and stuff, and it's quite throwaway. Like, it doesn't matter that, you know, whatever, if that's a thing for you, whoever you are, then like it should be just a throwaway thing, or like it doesn't matter. You don't have to make a big song and dance about it. Like, all the things that you talk about in the verses talk about love exactly the same as you would in any other situation. So
it's just very beautiful, you know.
Thanks.
Also, it's something that I think the young people of the world now are changing. It's changing into that, where it is something that when I was at school, it definitely wasn't discussed at all.
Yeah.
And like now it's discussed by everybody. Too much. No, I'm joking. But, you know, now everyone can discuss it, and it's such a beautiful thing. And also, I really like it. It's a banger. So
cheers, mate.
On that side of it, it's really good too. I want to talk a bit about your writing now. So, you, as you just mentioned, you wrote on Aquila's album, plus you've written with Joe Hertz and Frank Moody. And look, basically, you've been in the studio with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Writing.
It's quite a like, nice little tight-knit clique.
Yeah, because you're only young.
Yeah, 21.
And so this is probably quite an important part of your process to kind of get to where you're going as a musician, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you found that you've learned quite a bit from these kind of sessions for your own music?
I think the people that I've been in sessions with generally, like, I've been in with Joe a lot, and it's really nice and familiar because we've been working together for so long. So it feels very natural. It doesn't really feel overthought and stuff like that. And then in terms of like new people that I've been working with, it's quite a natural process. If it flows, and it tends to work that if we have some sort of chemistry initially, then things tend to go quite well in terms of writing music. And I feel like even in terms of if you were to meet someone who like had written the best record ever with someone who you idolize, unless you probably have that connection with them, you might, even if they are like amazing musicians, you might still not get the best out of you as an artist as well.
It might be just super awkward hour that you spend.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
or six.
Just going to pop out for a Nando's. I completely vibe with that, because the idea of what you guys do in the studio is I find it awkward. It's like,
yeah, it's quite personal.
Yeah, because you're meeting random people that you've never met before. Exactly.
You're just kind of turn up, pull up, and be like, hey, cool. Like, let's write some words down, get a mosh, and have a coffee, a lot of coffee, and then hopefully, like, just. I think everyone's really winging it, to be fair.
I think at all times, even the biggest songwriters in the world.
Yeah, everyone's just hoping for the best. So,
and out of 100, you're going to get probably one great song. And that's how it works. You just have to write 18 million songs and then you get an album.
And you look at people who are like just creating banger after banger, or like at a ridiculous rate, and you're thinking, how many songs have you got locked away? So it's definitely one where you got to keep working at it.
Well, it's like Prince, isn't it? Because he's got loads of this unreleased music that people are releasing. And I don't know how I feel about that, because it's like,
I don't. Maybe, you know, he didn't want any of his music on things like Spotify, and he didn't want any of his music on YouTube. Like, he barred everything.
Yeah.
And the fact that they would even think that Prince would be okay with music that he didn't want to release being put out for the sake of whose pocket. Do you know what I mean? He'd hate it. He would absolutely hate it. But he's a bad man. Like, he plays every single instrument on all his records.
It's insane. Like, the level of talent is spine tingling.
Ridiculous.
Tell me about the project you're working on. You're doing something that's coming out later this year, right? Is it an album, or is it a collection? Is it a mixtape? What is it?
Well, I'm basically just putting out songs as frequently as I can. Kind of just something without any strings. And then...
No strings attached.
Yeah, no strings.
It.
And then... like my favorite things, we'll just put and whack them together, and that will be the project. Something that's just really fun and not overthought.
Are you doing it song by song? So are you releasing a song and then working on the next song, or have you got the songs?
Well, we've got one song, like, almost, it's pretty much song by song, to be fair. The last two we had done, but like up until this point, we got the last song of like the collection done, but like there's a few in between ones that we're just kind of like pulling together and hoping for the best.
That must be so fresh though, because every time you release it, you've literally just completed it.
Yeah,
so
it's nice because then you sit, like, you sit on songs for years and then you get bored of it by the time it comes out. So with this, like, Trash My Heart I had for about a year, and Think About Girls as well I also had for a little while, but these next, like, ones coming out, I, like, literally was trying to vocal them 2 days ago, but I couldn't because I had hay fever.
Babe, the struggle is real.
It's a bit mad. Oh. I had to get a prescription hay fever pills.
In it? Are they those big ones? Because I've
fat
got them.
Ones,
oh my
yeah.
God, I've got them.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome
it's
to my
heavy,
world.
Heavy, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, going on a plane with those bad boys, dangerous game. I just got back off a flight. It was like 2 kilograms of...
Yeah, don't mix it with wine.
Oh, I did. And is there any live shows coming up that we can get excited about?
Yeah, I think we're going to try and do one in, like, November.
Yeah, so this is what I was reading and I didn't want to put any words into your mouth. So, November, what do you know anything about where it's going to be? Or it's going to be a solo show, right?
It's going to be a solo show. We're looking at... Servant Jazz Quarters, I believe.
I love Servant Jazz Quarters.
Yeah, it's quite, it's nice, intimate, quite a nice little starter.
In Dalston, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I think so. I've never been.
Oh, it's cool. I did an interview with a band there once,
nice.
Downstairs. Good interview venue, if you want to do any interviews there.
Your radio head on there.
Yes. Should we play a little bit of music then?
Defo.
This is Think About Girls Sometimes. I'd like you to introduce it and say any words you'd like to on the subject of the song, or you can just introduce it as it is, like I just did, but in a better way than me, because it was
cool. This is Think About Girls Sometimes. I'm Amber Simone. Hope you like it.
Thank you, babes.
All good.
Your vibrations halfway out the door for the moment, but fuck the moment. Lure me like a cobra, shoot me with that charm that you're holding. Just keep it coming. You want it for this lonely night. You use the knife to make the commas deeper, and we're about to fight. Using both my eyes to see, but still I'm blind. You're on my television. I think about girls sometimes.
Amazing Tiger Drew Honey.
Like, one of the documentaries I made was called Tiger Takes On How Straight Am I? And the very first thing we shot for the whole documentary was the director just sat me down and put a camera in front of me and said, are you straight or gay?
Wow.
And I was like, well, I'm straight, totally, you know, I fancy girls. And then you saw a journey of me over the course of the documentary where at the end of it I was stood there in drag saying, you know, all these guys dressed as girls are, like, really hot. Maybe I am less straight than I sort
yeah.
of think. And that kind of journey is what makes documentaries so compelling, I think.
Every Wednesday. From 6 p.m., FUBAR Radio. Hello,
yourself being rude to me? Fuck you too, you little... You little bro... Yo!
Albums that have come out this year.
Evidence, ladies and gents.
All right, all right.
We had Fonte on the show from Big Brother a few weeks ago, and he was saying that you were the guy that he looked at in terms of, like, you know, the template. If you're going to go solo, probably best to do it the way Evidence done it.
That's, like, the biggest compliment of my career, kind of. He said, you know, Q-Tip and Evidence, the two people I looked at, solo things or whatever. I was like, wow, that's huge. When him and I talked about it, it's like, yo, hitting that reset button is humbling.
Every Monday, Sarah Love and my Sticky from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. I am very, very excited to have one of the biggest megastars in Brazil on the line right now. Anitta, hello. Or should I say olá?
Hello. Yes. No, in Brazil it's oi.
That's how, because I tried to Google it online and it said oi, but I wasn't sure if it was pronounced, because it's kind of spelt similar to olá, right?
Okay. Now, hola is in Spanish, and hoy is in Portuguese.
Oh, okay. So I need to tune up on my Portuguese then, don't I?
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. We try to communicate. The Brazilian people, they always try to communicate. Even if they don't speak English, they try to understand you somehow.
Oh, well, we're very grateful for that. So thank you. And I'm very, very grateful for you to coming on the show, because you have got a big London show at the Albert Hall on the 28th of June, which I'm really excited about. Are you looking forward to coming over to the UK?
Yes, I love the idea. I've never been there before. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah, I've never been. Yes, because I don't have time. You know, before I was a singer, I didn't have money to travel. And now I have money to travel, but I don't have time to travel. I'm always working. It's bad.
Well, I have to say, I'm very grateful to you for working so hard, because your music is incredible. So thank you for that.
No. Thank you. Yes, it's a really hard work, and I feel special that I got it, and I'm 25 years old, so I mean, that's a lot to me, but I know it's a start, so that's why I need to work hard. I'm going to London, but I'm going to be working all time.
So there's not going to be any time for fun?
Unfortunately not, so I'm going to try to have fun in stage.
Okay, well, next time you come, let me know and we'll go out and we'll have some fun.
Okay, please.
So I wanted to talk to you a bit about, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, but is it Baile Funk or Brazilian Funk, or as you guys refer to it as funk?
Yes.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, really? Yes, funk is the urban rhythm of Brazil. It's like reggaeton is for the Latin world, for the Spanish speakers, and it's like the hip-hop is for the United States, you know? Urban rhythm that grow up in a favela. Do you know what is a favela?
Yes, yeah.
But yes, like a ghetto. So I've grown up in a place like that, so this rhythm came from this place. And it's been changing for all these years, and now we've been to this kind of work that I've done. I'm doing now, like by Malandra and the last video I did.
Yeah, Vai Malandra, you actually set it in the favelas, a part of it, didn't you? Is that close to where, you know, where you grew up?
Yeah, the place is not close, but it's the type of place that I grow up. So there are a lot of favelas in Brazil. So mine was really far away from the place we could get fast to produce the video. So we did it in another one, but it's the same type of place. And yeah, Vai Malandra was a great video to show people our reality, our Brazilian way to be. It was fun.
Did you have a lot of fun filming it?
Yes, I had. And it was a Sunday, so the whole families were at home. They were watching the video, the shooting. It was crazy. It was really nice.
Well, I think the funk and the Baile Funk, or the Brazilian funk that's coming out of Brazil right now, is so sick. It's all over the Spotify charts. It's obviously started trending quite recently, and I just love it. Is there anyone you would recommend that I check out from that genre?
Yes, you would love to listen Boom Boom Tam Tam.
I love that song.
Oh, you know this one?
Yeah, I love it. Is it MC Fiotti?
Yes. Amazing that you know it. You're intimate. You're almost Brazilian.
Yes, I love it.
Perfect. This is the hot song. So I can send you some other things now. There is another one that, did you see the series La Casa de Papel?
Oh, I haven't, no.
Have you ever heard about it?
No.
It's a huge series, and Spanish series, And everything they transformed to funk music. They got a song of the song of the city and transformed in funk. They transformed everything in funk. It's really crazy. I'm doing some, I'm bringing a DJ to my concert, and he's going to do live funk. He's going to produce some funks on stage. So you guys will see, like, the creation of funk live with the guy doing it on stage for you to see.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm definitely going to come down and see that.
Please come. You're having fun.
We're going to have a party. Now, I wanted to talk, like, dance is obviously a huge part of Brazilian culture. Were you a natural, because you dance a lot in your videos, and were you a natural dancer, or do you have to work very hard to be as good as you are?
Look, I've never had money to do classes. I needed to learn by myself, you know. I came from a very humble place. And a very humble family in Brazil. So when you grow up in this kind of place, you have no opportunities, you know, to have classes of music and dance, arts. This is something really difficult if you were not born rich in my country. So you need to work by yourself to learn this kind of thing. For example, music, everything I know about music, I learned in the church. Because I used to sing in the church with my grandpa, so that's how I got into the music world. You know, everything I learned was like this.
Wow, that's incredible. And I think it's just a testament to your talent that you have done all of this on your own from the ground up and kind of created this wonderful career and amazing music to kind of show for all the hard work you've put into it.
Yeah. It's really, for me, it's good because nothing was easy. So when I come back to see what I've done, I get proud of myself. And when we are doing, we think, oh my God, this is so hard, this is so difficult. But then when we get it, we feel more excited, happier about what we've done.
Definitely. And tell me, is there any, because I know you've done a lot of collaborations. I love your track with J Balvin. It's an absolute banger. Is there any more collaborations coming up for you?
I've been with Rita Ora in the studio.
Oh.
I've been with Pharrell in the studio. Yeah, they invited me and I just couldn't believe. But it's their work. It's not my work. But for me, I'm doing songs alone, no collabs. I would love to collab with Dua Lipa. I love her. I've told her sometimes that she is amazing. I'm really a fan. And so I don't know.
Ooh, let's make that happen.
Let's see what happens. Yeah.
Okay, shout out Dua Lipa. Get in the studio with Anita, please. We need to hear this.
I love Dua.
She's absolutely incredible, and she's also making great music right now, so I think you guys would work very well together.
Yes, she is. She's perfect. And she's authentic, and her style, she's amazing.
And tell me, you have the largest social media following of any woman in Brazil. That is a huge weight to have on your shoulders. It must be quite difficult at times to deal with. Do you struggle kind of day to day with the fact that, you know, you have so many fans in Brazil? Is it difficult, or do you just love it?
Look, there are hard parts and good parts in anything. Sometimes, of course, if I'm tired or if I want to do something without thinking, of course I can't do this because I feel the responsibility of having all these followers, all these people being influenced by me. So when I do something, when I say something, I always try to think about everybody, you know, about how people are gonna receive this. So it's good to feel this all this love, but it's also tricky. I don't struggle, but it's tricky to know how to send a good message, how to send a good example. So I'm always thinking about this.
Yeah, that's definitely the best way to do it, because you don't want to accidentally upload something. I definitely do some posts when I'm a bit drunk that I regret in the morning, but I don't think I don't think that would have such a big impact as it might do for you.
Yes, it would. For sure, I've done some, but then I send someone to see, hey, do I look so much crazy? And some sober person say, no, that's fine.
Oh, that's good. You've got like a friend that stops you from posting anything too naughty. Yeah. I like that.
I like to have sober people when I'm. I don't drink so many times. So it's almost never. I've been sober more than anyone, but I'm crazy enough sober. So even if I'm sober, sometimes I still need some advice.
Oh, that's good. That's like me. I'm the same. Don't worry. That's completely normal. I'm exactly the same.
Yeah, but it's good.
It is definitely good. Anita, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm really excited for your live show in London at the Albert Hall on the 28th of June. You can go and get tickets right now. And also,
thank you.
And your new track Indecente, by the way, is a banger. I love it. The video's awesome. I really like
it. Yeah, it's a funk in Spanish.
Yes. And also, it was live streamed, like the video, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in my birthday party. You know, I love to make parties.
Oh.
And I wanted to do a music video in my party, but music videos, people delay so much. They ask to come back, to do again, to shoot again, and I didn't want to do it. So I decided to do live and just one take, and like a sequence plan, so the director couldn't come back. And people could have fun. So they were having fun. I said, hey, let's do the video. We did it. We transmitted online. And it was amazing.
It was absolutely amazing.
House, by the way.
It's at your house. Well, it was flawless. Absolutely flawless.
Yeah,
so congratulations.
Yes, yes. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Anita. I'm going to play Is That For Me now. We will see you when you're in London.
Yes, please. Me and Alesso, Is That For Me. Great song. Thank you so much.
See you
in London.
See you in London, Anita. Bye.
Bye.
Dan Kaplan, and you're listening to FUBAR Radio with Harriet Rose.
House to the land, June with the sunshine, and it's all right now. House to the land, June with the sunshine, and it's all right now.
Welcome back to the show. It's FUBAR Radio. It's just after 5 o'clock and we're having a lovely time. What a babe is Anita? God, I love her. All the way from Brazil, she was chatting to us there. So you better go and get your tickets for her show on the 28th of June. She's sick, actually. Go up, if you haven't listened to Anita before, go and check out her back catalogue. Loads of great YouTube videos. Loads of great... her latest music video for Indecente is really good. And it was live streamed in her house on her birthday. And she just did it all in one take. It's pretty sick. Pretty sick. Amalou's going to be here in a little minute. But before that, I've got some exciting news for you guys. We're giving away two tickets to the lovely Laughter, who's been on the show loads of times. We absolutely love her. We always get her back because she's great and she's very, very talented. She's released a new track as well, Lolo, featuring Karma Cruz. And we're going to play that in a minute. But before all of that, she's doing a headline show at the Camden Assembly on June 25th. She's got support from CK and special guests. The show is in association with Ticketmaster and AIM in aid of War Child UK. And a portion of the ticket sales actually goes to War Child. So you're actually supporting a great charity and you're going to go and see some great music. To win, you literally go to our Twitter, FUBAR Radio, right now and follow and retweet the tweet about the Laughter Camden Assembly tickets. We're giving away two tickets. Go and get them. This is going to be a sick show. This girl is an incredible performer. She's one of my favourite female grime artists and she's just wicked. Let's have a listen to her track now. This is a brand new one, hot off the press. It's Lolo featuring Karma Cruz.
Ask them, please deny it. I'm a real busy girl, so we need to hide it. Cause I'm in the limelight, I don't need excitement. Low, 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 keep it on the low, low. Low, 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 keep it on the low, low. Low, 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 keep it on the low, low. Low, 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 keep it on the low, low. You know I got eyes on me. Check my Instagram on my timeline feed. News is getting out, so they try and pre. Everything we do is between you and me. They just wanna come bring me down. They just wanna try and make me frown. It's me that wears the crown. Now we're creeping around in London.
All the houses that you keep it on the low low. On the low low. Why you always trying to comment on my photos? On my photos. You're making it too big, keep it between us. Keep it on the low. Baby, you're making it too big, keep it between us. Keep it on
the low. Link me round the corner just from Dixie. I'll be waiting in the car, windows looking tinty. Can't be in the end right now, might be tricky. Got a penthouse booked out in the city. Let loose, I'm just trying to let loose. Drink booze, I'm just trying to drink booze. I just want to get wave, cause it's been a long day. Want to turn the lights off and do it that way. You know I got eyes on me. Check my Instagram on my timeline feed. News is getting out, so they try and pre. Everything we do is between you and me. They just want to come bring me down. They just want to try and make me frown. It's me that wears the crown. Now we're creeping around in London.
All the houses that you keep it on the low, low. On the low, low. Why you always trying to comment on my photos? On my photos. You're making it too big, keep it between us. Keep it on the low. Baby, you're making it too big, keep it between us. Keep it on the low. All the houses that you keep it on the low, low. Too big, keep it between us.
Keep it on the low, low.
Baby, you're making it too big, keep it between us.
Keep it on the low, low.
Lolo, Laughter featuring Karma Cruz. So as I said, Amalou's going to be in a little bit. Loads to talk to her about. I'm very excited to speak. We had a triage, triplet, threesome of wonderful women on today's show. So I'm very, very grateful for that. Thank you to the ladies who've already come in, and Amalou's coming in a little minute. Now, another lady for you. This week's champion of the week. Lily Allen. Lily Allen is this week's champion. We touched on her album last week, but I really, 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 really wanted to make this week my champion. I know I talked to her about a bit last week. No shame. is really, really good. It's her fourth studio album. So this week's champion goes out to No Shame, the Lily Allen fourth album that she's released in the studio. It's beautiful. It's really, really honest. It brings me back to her first album. The thing about Lily is I feel like you never know what you're going to get in terms of musically. She's gone to a lot of different places with her albums. Her last one, Jesus, was very, very different to anything she's ever done. And I just think that she's really, really exploring herself within her music. And you know that what she is doing is truly her. And it's truly her exploring herself and finding the kind of new parts of her personality as she grows up. All Right Still was her first album in 2006. It's Not Me, It's You, 2009, followed by Jesus in 2014, and then No Shame this year. She performed at Mighty Hoopla. We touched on that last week, and she was absolutely brilliant. I've got a big, big place in my heart for Lily Allen. All Right Still was one of my favourite albums, and I've been a fan for a long, long time, and I just wanted to sort of talk through the album and let you know why I liked it so much. It's very earnest, and she talks a lot about, I mean, as we all know, Lily Allen is really vocal about her sort of thoughts and feelings on politics and her opinions on social media and things like that. I want to take a little moment to just remember that today is 1 year since Grenfell Tower, and she has been a real advocate discussing it and making sure that people are still talking about it and having it in their conversation. It's worth remembering that those affected have still not been fully rehoused, and many, many other buildings are at risk of facing similar disasters. So we need to kind of keep talking about this, and I wanted to add it into this conversation because Lily has been constantly discussing it and making sure it's still in the conversation. But it's just a real highlight today, 1 year on. So thank you to Lily for that. And also, I think it's just part of her personality to sort of, she's a very passionate person from what comes across of her in her music and in social media. And I just think No Shame is really brilliant. And I really, if you don't like Lily Allen, I recommend you go and listen to it and just give it a go anyway, because she's really, really good. It's a real true account of her life, because obviously it's been quite public that her marriage broke up and she's had lots of problems that have sadly been aired in the public, and she's had to deal with the fact that lots of people know her business, which I think must be terrifying and also really upsetting. But she talks about them in such a way that it must be therapeutic for her to kind of discuss it. Love the Lady Chan feature, by the way. We're gonna play that a little bit later because it's my favourite track of the album. While we're in the middle of talking about it, it's 14 songs, by the way, that talk about everything from marriage, kids, struggles, her new relationship with Meridian Dan, party lifestyle. I really related to Trigger Bang, so I'm going to play it now because I just thought it, when it first came out, obviously, I would say it's the biggest sort of quote unquote banger of the album. It's a hooky track. Giggs's feature is really sick. But it also talks about the sort of the facade of being famous and what it brings, and actually the fact that you can be quite lonely and locked in a cycle of abusing, you know, drugs or alcohol or whatever it might be. And actually, like, you know, it's just, I think it's just wonderful to discuss it. And I was really connected to this song. I thought it was really good. So we're going to play a little bit of that, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about No Shame, Lily Allen's brand new album, which is...
Grab a few grams and a few grand, wrapped in elastic in the blue bands. You reach for handouts with your two hands. Who's that with a cool gang? No hippie, but it's so sticky. I'm an old school nigga, fam, I know Zippy. Steamboat Willie like the old Mickey. Steamboat Willie, she gets the whole dicky. 06 ratchet, had the old flicky. 017, now I got the whole stripping. Low key, brother, on the low sipping. You can be the cool gang, but nigga, no slipping.
And if you was my addiction, playing
Trigger Bang. Featuring Giggs, that's Lily Allen from No Shame, which is my champion of the week. So Lily's going on tour, by the way, in December, kicking off in Dublin. She's going Dublin, Glasgow, Birmingham, Manchester and the Roundhouse in London. She's going to be there from the 11th to the 17th. I'm desperately excited for that. I haven't seen Lily Allen live. Well, I saw her at Mighty Hoopla, but I haven't seen Lily Allen live in a sort of gig sense for a long time. Now, let's have a little chat about the song. So, as we said, there's 14 tracks on this album. She's worked again with Mark Ronson, Friars, who she's worked with quite a bit before as well, in terms of production. And then, of course, a lot of different writers. But the Lady Chan track, by the way, Waste, that's my favourite. If you want to go and check out one song from the album, if there's one you want to check out, I'm a big, big fan of that one. Obviously, there's a whole host of great people on this album, so go and check it out. But let's talk through a little bit the tracks. Meridian Dan does actually feature in the album, which I think is really nice. The song that I kind of found really emotional and beautiful, well, a lot of it is, but Family Man, it's sort of a piano ballad, and it's really beautiful. And the subject matter, I mean, she really does give a lot of herself away in this music, and I feel like that really connects people who are listening to it to her, and also maybe to themselves and to their own situations that they might be going through. Because when you go through a heartbreak or you go through a hard situation, I can imagine writing it, as we discussed with a lot of the guests that come through, it's quite cathartic. You go through it again, but you also kind of learn to, I don't know, kind of get past it, I guess, by making it into a song. But also it takes a lot of guts to then be able to go out and perform these songs live. As I said, Waste features Lady Chan, a British grime artist, and it's just wicked. Like, take this into that song. A lot of it, Pushing Up Daisies, is also really pretty. It's the last song. It's kind of uplifting. It talks about, you know, love and the idea of life and exploring kind of what we think about and how we feel about Pushing Up Daisies, basically. It makes references to the Beatles song When I'm 64 and the NHS. We know that Lily's quite vocal about the NHS. She talks about it a lot on her Twitter and stuff. The album closes with Cake, which is a banger as well. I like it all. And her song about her daughter, it's called Three, I think. Yeah, it's called Three. Is so beautiful, because you don't kind of realise when you're listening to it what it's about, and then you finally realise it's kind of about her life on tour and how she's away a lot of the time. And I think she's commented before on how she feels like she's quote unquote a bad mother, although I think that's absolutely absurd, because she's a hardworking woman who I have nothing but respect for people who have children and work full time, especially someone that's touring and going around the world and making music and all that. But It's a really nice insight into Lily and also everyone. I think we can all look at the songs and kind of take something from your own life into it. And the honesty, I think, that we get from Lily Allen, and we always have had, is so endearing that I don't think you cannot connect with this music. I mean, you might not be a fan, but I think you've got to look at this as an album that is giving a part of herself away that I think is really beautiful. If you haven't checked out the Trigger Bang video, also go and check that out. She's released a few more videos now. You can go and watch. She's always good with the videos. You know you're going to get some good ones on there. Also, they're kind of always a good storytelling. And hopefully she's going to drop some more in the very near future. Your Choice as well, featuring Burna Boy. Big fan of Burna Boy. Obviously, he's one of the writers on the track as well. Go and check that out. Basically, I would recommend, if you're going to listen to it, you need to sit, download it, and just don't do anything else. Just listen to it. It's kind of chill. You don't need to. There's no points where you feel like you're at a club or you're in a stressful kind of environment. There is a consistent element of sort of chill throughout the album. But there's still bangers on there. I mean, you can't say that Trigger Bang isn't a banging track. Also, Family Man specifically, I'm a big fan of. I'd like to sort of talk to Lily about it, actually, because, shout out Lily if you're listening, come on the show. It's something that I want to talk through every song with her and what it means to her and how, like how she got with Lady Chan. I want to know how that collaboration happened, and I just kind of want to go through it and discuss kind of how she feels about it, because I guess from the perspective of me, I'm only talking about what I hear in the songs, which is obviously my relationship with how I listen to each one. But listen, Lily, come into Foobar Radio and have a chat with me about it, because I'm desperate to hear. That's me, and my rant is over. Champion of the week is Lily Allen, No Shame. Thanks for this album. Really enjoyed it. Was really excited and happy that it was as good as it was as well. This is Waste. It's featuring Lady Chan. It's one of my favourite tracks on the album. It's difficult to pick a favourite, but it's got to be... This one's definitely in the top three. See you on the other side.
You played more than a feature. Pleased to meet ya. You were on my team. You were a bobber and a weaver. You're just a pagan now, non-believer.
And you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
There's a life outside I didn't know. Tied up, falling down to an empty soul. And Lord knows that this love has taken toll. Given all of my love to this broken home. So why don't you lose yourself for me? Why don't you lose yourself for me? What is it that your eyes don't see? Why don't you lose yourself for me?
I'm so lost that I can't see through the fog. The same stains that were left from the cherry wine. The same stains that I wish we could both rewind. Did you notice that the feeling ain't never gone? Did you notice it's the feeling you've been running from? You wouldn't notice if your eyes ain't falling for me. Did you open up my heart just to take it from me? So why don't you lose yourself?
Shaped emojis for that song, Georgia Smith, February 3rd. Obsessed with that girl. She's just dropped her album, Lost and Found. Her voice is so good, like singing and talking. Do you know what I mean? She's got a really, like, sick voice. Some people are just born with it, you know? Georgia Smith, obviously, off the back of such an incredible couple of years, she was featured on Drake's More Life and got the Brit Award noms and all this. Like, she's just been... Everyone's been gassed to hear this album, and it's wonderful. If you haven't checked it out, go and listen. She's got a beautiful voice. The songs just slip into each other like a nice silky dress. It's just unreal. I really, really love this girl. She's awesome. I also feel like she really boosts other artists. In fact, Amalou, who's coming in a little minute, just got off tour with us, so we can have a chat with her about it. But if you haven't gone and checked out Lost and Found, Georgia Smith's new album, please do, because it's wonderful. And she's going to be making... I think she's got some exciting things to come. I'm just looking forward to everything that she's doing. 12 songs, so not, you know, perfect length. You can buy it right now. And it's just beautiful. So go and have a listen, okay? I'm telling you to. Another new one coming up now, Troye Sivan, who I'm a big fan of, Dance to This featuring Ariana Grande. We've got some news about Ariana Grande we're going to chat about a little bit later as well. But first, the music.
Young ambition. Say we'll go slow, but we never do. See me spending every night with you. You're under the kitchen lights, you still look like dynamite, and I wanna end up on you. Don't need a place to go, just put on the radio. You know what I wanna do.
can just dance to this. Don't take much to stop me. We can just dance to this. Push up on my body, yeah. And you know we've already seen all of the parties. We can just dance to this. We can just.
We can just.
What's up? This is SG Lewis. You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
You say I'm tripping, bullshit. You're the one to make me do shit. You're the one to make me feel it. The feeling of stupid. I was in your corner when putting me through shit. Now you wanna leave. No, you leaving me was foolish. You left me this scar on my heart, and I left you a brand new car. How nice of you, the price of true love. True love is absolute. So what can I say? You make me this way. What more can I say? You make me this way.
All of these excuses, say I'm the one that made you ruthless. Well, you're the reason I'm crazy, and with you I feel useless. I let you have it, you took me for granted. Always wanna play the victim when they don't know the truth is you left me this scar on my heart. When I'd never take it that far, why would you say that it was true love?
if your love is absolute, what more can I say? You make me this way.
You make me this way.
What more can I say?
What can I say?
You make me this way.
Between you and your pride, oh, what more can I say? What more can
I say? You make me this way.
You make me this way.
What more can I say?
What more?
You make me this way.
Khalid. And the beautiful Her. What a great song. What a wonderful song. Now, H.E.R. or Her, you need to check her out if you haven't already. Signed to RCA. She's from America, from California, and she's a beautiful singer, R&B vibes. She's just doing really well, and she's featuring on a lot of stuff, getting involved in a lot of things. She released her album Her in October last year, so you can go and listen to that. Plus, she's got loads of EPs, lots of songs to play with, and This Way featuring Khalid, or which way around it is, I don't know. It's actually Khalid's track, but they are on it together, and it's beautiful. She's really, really talented. I'm very excited about this girl. Her album's wicked. Go and check her out, please, because if you don't, I'll be upset with you, and we don't want that, do we? Now, Amalou is going to be in the studio in a little minute, and I'm going to play you some more music before that, though, because I'm nice to you like that. Christina and the Queens, now known as Chris, has released a track, Girlfriend, featuring Dan Funk. She was on Jules Holland very recently, so you can go and check out her live performance there, but not before you've listened to it here, guys.
Chris.
Flick, but back in the second, dislocated skin, rash for no reason. Boys are nailing their arms, girl gasp with envy. Fum, and they meet me king endlessly. Same as anything, small lumps on my jaw. For lusting after is the usual for sure. May your girl come, dirty day on the despair. Fingers and we listen, come touch your good luck then. Girlfriend, don't feel like a girlfriend, but lover, damn it, be your lover. Girlfriend, don't feel like a girlfriend, but lover,
and my fame in the lake. Let's see now how fast you're breathing and how long this will take. Cause you used to pass by me from there, baffling a liar. For fuck is you, you don't even taste much better. Came back steaming in sweats in the morning. I muscled in for I wanted to hold him. Then traveled to let those bird dogs rage through. Fuck is me, fuck is you, fuck is you now.
Girlfriend,
girlfriend,
don't feel like a girlfriend, but lover,
lover,
damn it, be your lover. Girlfriend,
Chris, as she's now known, Girlfriend featuring Dam Funk. Amalou is in the building.
Hey, I thought you actually had a French accent.
Oh, then. Thank you so much.
I was like, oh my God, has she been putting on an English one this whole
yes,
time?
I was trying to make you feel better, but actually I'm going to speak, do this whole interview in French.
I think that's a good idea.
Oh, wait, do you speak French?
No.
Parlez-vous français?
My dad speaks quite a lot, un petit peu.
Oh,
a little bit of, well, he speaks French, but he didn't ever teach
you
me.
You should have brought him next time. Next time, babe, next time. How are you?
I'm great.
Things seem to be going incredibly well for you right now.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for it.
DDD is really, really, really good.
Yeah, boy.
It's like, okay, I wanted to, let's just dive straight in.
Go
like
in.
A diving board into a swimming pool that's large, filled with three songs. So, Tried Up, Wrong Lesson, Wire are the three tracks.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't remember, I just thought I'd read them to you.
Exactly.
You know?
Thanks for the reminder.
No worries. That's what I'm here for. Now, I want to talk through each one, but I adore the piano in Tried Up and the genres that you've mixed, the 90s R&B hip-hop vibe, but also the sort of like, there's some classical elements there. Basically, the inspirations behind it, I want to know all of the things that led you there because they're all things that I really linked with, and there's some kind of funk elements as well. And I want to know how you got there. What are your biggest musical inspirations?
So DDD is really cool, and I say this at like the beginning of my shows just to give people a bit more insight. It's like the first time that I was able to produce myself. I had all the resources to in LA, and so I was put in studio with amazing, amazing session musicians and producers alike, and I would kind of be able to express in a very insane way, you know, like hoodie on over your head, 4 o'clock in the morning, like, no, it has to be like this, like that kind of way, pacing up and down the
I like
studio.
It.
But I was basically allowed, I had these answers in my head for where I could hear the production going. And I had these people that could orchestrate it for me, and it was just like so amazing. And also, so I went to LA because I was just wanted to go and explore kind of the music scene there, and I had loads of kind of pulls there. And I was really, really on going for old school hip hop vibes, like OG hip hop vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And Che Pope is the person that...
I know. I've literally been so desperate to ask you, but I didn't want to be like too fangirl, like straight in, Che Pope, tell me everything about it. But wow, you must have been gassed.
Yeah, I mean, him and me are quite... we got each other very quickly.
There was a synergy.
There was a very good synergy. And we have a really great friendship. And he...
Because he hit you up, right?
He did. He emailed me. He's very blunt.
Oh.
He just emailed me like just one question, no hello, no goodbye, you know, and I answered it the same way.
Can I ask you a question about that? Number one, awesome, really into that. Did he put a subject? Because I feel like he's the kind of person that just wouldn't even put a subject in the email.
You know what? I can't even remember. Maybe he did. He maybe did like put my name in the subject or
straight yeah. to the like not like hi hun. Like I'm so over explanatory on my subjects. I'm like find it in Harriet.
No.
Not Shay. Not no. for him. Tell me more. Tell me more.
And so he was basically the person that like allowed me to orchestrate. He would come in and be like, yeah, you have all the answers, you know, like you don't. I'm like, I want this. He's like, yeah. That's fine. I got a meeting. So I'm just going to like put you in with these people. They're really great at this. Give you some information. Then just leave like 4 hours. Come back. He'll be like, I'll be back in half an hour. Wasn't because he's a very busy man. Really busy.
Yeah.
And It was great. It lasted like for a really long time, and we still have a great friendship and everything. And
would you say you were busy mates?
You know what? I'm going to say that because it'll make him laugh. Yeah.
Busy mates. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. That's awesome. proud of you for saying busy mates more than anything.
I think you said busy mates.
Oh,
and
wait.
I disagree.
Can you say it so I don't sound so lame?
No, I'm not going to
say
it.
Oh, please.
I can't. It won't come out now.
Bezzies. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
I think it really worked on this project, and it's really awesome that you got to do your own thing as well, because I feel like the impetus behind it will be more sort of passionate from your side.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's quite weird, isn't it?
What?
The production's a little bit weird.
Yeah, but I'm into it. Because I think it's got influences that I recognise from my own music tastes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're classically trained, mm-hmm. right? So I kind of, was that where the piano vibe came from? Because I felt like that the classic thing coming out in that track.
That was actually Silas, let me get me. Because I was singing all these notes. I'm classically trained as a singer, not an instrumentalist. But it's the same vibe.
Yeah, I mean, pianos and stuff.
Same vibe. But he's a church kid, you know. He grew up in Washington State and he played in his church he's an amazing keyboardist, like amazing. I could listen to him all day play, and so we just like worked on that, me and him together.
I like all the different styles. I mean, this makes me excited for what the bigger projects will be like, because if you can pack that much into 3 songs, what can you pack into 12 to 15 songs?
Yeah. Wow.
Iconic.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So is that something you thought about, by the way?
What, album? Larger projects? Mm. Yeah.
Or, you know, people don't call it album, they call it like whatever they want to call it these days.
Exactly.
But it's like music. It's just music.
Yeah, I definitely have thought about larger projects and going loads of different pathways of releasing music. Right now it's just kind of whatever feels great.
And you've just hopped off tour with Georgia Smith.
I did.
We've just had a little chat about her because Lost and Found is amazing.
It is. It really is.
I am a huge fan of hers, and also what an awesome buddy for touring.
Right. No, honestly, and that's what we said the whole time. It was so fun because it's like it was this big kind of family vibe, and when we got off, every time I got off stage, it's like her band and Georgia, we would all like, you know, crowd in the corridor like, oh yeah, okay, you're gonna go now, like this or whatever. It was great that we were friends before as well.
Yeah, because cool. You hooked up from in London, right?
Yeah, from her. I supported her in her show last July in Brixton, Electric Brixton.
And would you say you were bezzy mates with Georgia?
I'm not gonna claim that, no.
Okay, listen, I'm gonna stop saying bezzy mates. I'm just really hooked
onto
it.
You know what, as well, I'm kind of confused of what that means also.
Best bezzies.
No, I know what it like. It means, but like, right. What does it mean in this day and age?
Like, I would say we're bezzy mates now at this point. Wow. 5 minutes in.
You know what? Mm. Okay.
Cool.
I'm all right with that.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get some sort of resistance, but
no.
I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chuffed with that. Cool. End of interview. Merch is selling well, isn't it?
It is.
Mostly by Drake, who's that? You know, that small time singer. Who I've not really heard his music, but I've heard it's poppin'. Mm. The kids say.
Poppin'.
Aubrey Graham, been buying out the merch stand.
He bought one tee.
I thought he bought 10.
He was in like the top 10.
Oh.
Of the first ones that went.
Okay, firstly, Drake, get it going. Buy more than one tee, mate. You can afford it. Come on.
Oh my God.
No, that's really exciting though. What an amazing musician, and what a sick kind of like, here, I like your music, I'm going to buy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a really cool way of supporting.
And I think you definitely would have sent him one for free as well. So it's kind of cute that you bought it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He could have just been like, oh, cool, send me one of your t-shirts. But he was like, no, I'm going to spend my money on this. So you guys, he's messaged you before, hasn't he? Because he's a fan.
Yeah. He said he talked about TBC and his appreciation for it, which was really cool last year.
Was that kind of a weird moment for you in terms of, because he's on a sort of global scale, he's so big.
Mm-hmm.
As a musician, how did you feel about it? Were you just like, oh.
I was really grateful. You know, it was a really cool position, and it made me, you know, as people, it's kind of the same as, you know, fans that tell me after they, you know, like on the Georgia tour, when people would come up to me and be like, oh my God, like this song or this song. It was the same feeling. It's like a gratitude for just people listening and having appreciation for, you know, my creations and stuff.
So. And did you expect that when you first started making music?
No expectations at all.
Not Drake. I mean, just
no,
people.
I know. Yeah, no. I mean, I hope I had some sort of expectation that I believe enough in myself that I think feel like people could, you know, and I'm honest enough with my music that I feel like other people could appreciate it, but not expectations in like, oh yeah, people, you know.
So it must be day to day. You must be, it just must build and build and build of the excitement.
It is excitement, and it makes me, but it also like lowers me back, like down to the ground as well, because I'm like, I feel really like overwhelmed with gratitude, so.
That's lovely as well,
yeah,
though.
Really, I feel nice like feeling. It's a really great feeling, yeah.
And if you focus on it, it just gets bigger and bigger, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Definitely something to smile about.
You're in one of your tracks, the lyrics are, I love you more but better when the sun is down, and I love you more when you ain't been around. Mm-hmm. So, you spoke about it as well, about it, kind of the honesty of life is where people hide things that they might think are lame, like saying Bezzy Mates.
Yeah.
Or things like that, you know, things that you might think other people don't think are cool.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I really linked with that. I loved the fact that you, you kind of mentioned a couple of artists that you were a fan of mm-hmm. when you were younger. Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
High School Musical.
Of course.
Miley Cyrus.
I saw a video today of a, it's on and it together.
Yeah. Okay, that's really God. Lucky, mate.
You
because
know what? I nearly cried.
Did you?
No, like, come on. A little bit.
Mate, you're so lucky because guess what?
What?
I've made a game for you, babe. It's called Finish the Lyrics. Been played before many
oh, no,
times.
No, this is not good for me.
And let's kick off with We're All In This Together,
oh,
shall
even,
we?
Not...
High School Musical. Now, not something I partook in.
Do I have a choice to play this game or not?
No.
My sister always tells me off for
Mate,
like forgetting lyrics.
We're in this together, not to be punny, but
wow.
We'll play the game together.
Wow.
Zac Efron has actually been on the show, so
Amazing.
He might be listening. He definitely isn't, but you never know. So do your best, hun, okay? All you have to do, right, I'm going to really help you with this because I don't expect you to get any of them right. These are hard lyrics, yeah?
That is so mean.
No, but I'm saying that because you probably will get them. You know, it's like, you know, do you know what I mean? I'm playing mind games with you. We're going to kick off with We're All In This Together. I'm going to try and do it so that I don't ruin it. I'm going to play it. And then pause it at the point where I want you to guess.
Okay?
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so you only have to guess the next two lines of the chorus.
Oh my God.
So it goes together, 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 everyone, together, together. Come on, let's have some fun.
It doesn't it start the verse and
No, nearly. So think what we were just doing, right? So there's a together in there, just for a hint.
Together.
For everyone, together, together. Come on, let's have some fun.
See, this is so bad because I am so dyslexic. I can't see words in my head.
Well, let's play the next line and see if you can get the following line, yeah? Okay, ready?
All together, we're there for each other every time.
Got it? Okay, I'm going to help
it
you.
Do this right at the end.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
You win.
Great.
You win. Okay, brilliant. Congratulations. Round one to you.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Round two.
I'm sweating.
Oh, my God, we've got a rap. I didn't even see that. It's the end of the show. Right, before we go, I want you to sing together with me, Justin Bieber, Baby. Ready?
Yeah.
We've got 3 minutes.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh.
It's my girl.
Oh, oh.
Okay, that's all you have to do, babe. That was wonderful. Thank you so much. We've got to play your song now.
Yes.
We're going to play Tried Up. You have been wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming through and thank you for playing my game. Luckily, the universe didn't let you have to play that game. So there we go. This is Tried Up. Amalou, we love you. Come back soon.
Let's go.
Send it forward, I got you. Pretty important, I had you. Will you make sure I loved it? If you would die, cause it seems like I could be it all. Do you trip when you hear it all? I'm burning blood when you feel it all, yeah. It could be better, I wouldn't even know. Try to cut my bluff when you had your last go. And I came for it, did you say you make my last show? I could call, but you get to hang them up. Tried up, tried up. Tried for me, huh? I'm tied up and tied up and tied for me. I'm tied up and tied up and tried for me, huh? I'm tied up and tied up. Keep it locked, unbothered. Keep it boxed, unwanted. Did they tell you I was sorry? It didn't feel right, cause it seems like I could be it all. Do you trip when you hear it all? I'm burning blood when you feel it all, yeah.
up love when you had to last go. And I came for it, did you say you make my last show? I could call, but you get to hang up, huh? Tied up, a job for me, huh? I'm tied up, I'm tied up, I'm tied for me. I'm tied up, I'm tied up, I'm tied for me, huh? I'm tied up, I'm tied up. Stand on your motorbike. And for the most part, I don't lie. That was just crowded eyes, that was just crowded. Did you predict how that was darkened? Did you try and see it for me? Cause I, and you had me climbing old trees. Give me sandy cause the rings were older than I ever knew before. Be better, it could be better.